This is from a dream, January 18th, 2022. But anyway, I went up to the counter, no one else around, and asked for a flat white. The barista said, okay, I paid, and she said, it'll be ready in about 40 minutes. I was like, 40 minutes? She said, that's what it's looking like. Funny part, considering no one was around. I told that part to Maggie, and she imitated the barista in a funny way. I wish to memorize her doing that. Anyway, then I go sit back down. I mentally excuse the 40 minutes with the idea that she must be doing some baking or important food prep. Anyway, I sit back down, and it's chatting again with that same awkward effort. It's not so bad, but same feelings as like the second half of my date with blank, beginning near the end of our time at Colectivo when I got in my head about it all. Or maybe it really just isn't. Or maybe it really just isn't natural between us. Not meant to be. Anyway, I'm out of water, and very soon after sitting down, I announce I'm going to get more water. I get up and walk to the water spout, which is just on the other side of the room. That is the cafe. By the way, we're seated in a booth of sorts, or like a wide table with a modern bench on either side. Or with a wooden bench on either side. But not tall walls like booths can have. Just wooden benches that resemble a park bench with the panels. Anyway, at the spout, I realize I've left my glass at the table, parentheses, glass bottle of sorts, but perhaps because of my nerve slash discomfort slash fear of the situation, I decide I'm absolutely not going back, and I decide to just get another vessel. So there's a small selection on these shelves, but it's mostly gone, and I pick up this flower vase, a full-size glass clear flower vase like this. There's a little drawing in shape. And I fill it at least halfway, return to the table holding it with two hands, it's big, and say, I forgot my glass, and this was what they had. And I'm thinking I'll just drink from it. But then she says something like, you could offer me some water instead of just drinking it in front of me, but less snarky. Smiley, but I was like, oh, true. And she did mean it, like it wasn't a joke. So I poured into her glass from the vase and same into my bottle, and at that moment my real self, while processing this dream, realized how flower vases could be used as carafes. Just something to think about. Anyway, I thought it was a good thing because then I wasn't wasting my original glass, and it seemed like I'd thought to get it for its jug potential rather than the truth that I was planning to drink straight from a massive jug, two hands required. Anyway, skip to a new scene in the dream, and we're leafing through this book. Felt like a museum location, except I felt that this was the only thing we were looking at slash through, and there wasn't anything else around us, not even furniture. Very barren. We sat on the floor with the book, but it wasn't about the book, and the blocking was dynamic. Like, I remember at first she was on the floor with the book and I came over when she said something about it, then I sat down with it and she got up, and the book was some sort of historical thing of recognized figures. I remember seeing something cool and noting they were all men behind it, and I expected that given the time context, 1960s. Anyway, the cool thing I noticed was some project about AI and AI and something and tech, and I pointed it out slash showed it to her, and she said they just seem great, like such nice boys, upstanding, etc. And I was like, yeah, what? Like, you don't know anything about them, though. And basically, it became like literally Auntie Josephine's monologues and the way I feel with them sometimes. dot dot dot. With Josephine, it's an easier answer to usually not push back. But in this context, I remember thinking, no, you should push back and say what you're thinking, because otherwise you associate this feeling of smiling and nodding ingenuinely, the effort of that, with the person, and you set that precedent for yourself to just accept and listen, even if you don't actually agree, and you become further and further from yourself, is any identity and lose any self-image or opinion or opinionated qualities you may have had, at least losing a willingness to share them freely. Anyway, dot dot dot. I had been feeling the day was awkward / effortful, but this was this moment where I had to swallow that we were certainly not right for each other, and that was disappointing. I think this was the fourth time she has been in my dreams, though the third is too hazy. I just remember something from a few nights ago. Something, even a snippet. Anyway, I'm so tired and it's 2:48. Here's some more journaling, wrapping up apps, film tasks, and reading tomorrow. And maybe a pesto grilled cheese in there. Night, love.